Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about where have all the good men gone. Now, I guess you could say probably every one of my videos in some way or another tells you where all the good guys have gone. They've kind of had enough. And I came across this. I'm going to start recording here quickly, and then we're going to talk about all this stuff. But I came across this interesting statistic. It's about female scholarships. And I scrolled down through here, and there are, I wrote it down, I counted them, 210 scholarships for women. And I scrolled down here, and some of them are 30,000, 11,000, 20,000. I'm just going to read the big ones here. 20,000, 10,000, 25,000, 10,000, 10,000, 20,000, 10,000, 45,000, 10, 20 grand, 10, 28, 80,000 for the Marie Curie scholarship, 10,000, 13, 10, 10, right? A lot of big scholarships here. Let's go back up to the top. Now, remember, I said there's 210 ladies. Let's go here by gender. We'll go to male. I'll read you all the ones that are over 10,000. Ready? 10,000, 13,000, 10,000, 10,000. And I'm done. 60 for men, 210 scholarships for women. And women, I have the graphic. I saved it on my computer, but I'll flip it up here. I don't have it in front of me. But I'll pop it up here so you can see. And this is, I found something that was 3 or 4 years old, which was about the closest I could find, about the graduation rates from college. And so we can see here that women are graduating, and this is all degrees, not just higher education. This includes two-year degrees for bachelor, doctorate, PhD, so on and so forth. We can see the women are outscaling the men by a grand scale as far as graduation. And like we've talked about before, and like I have in my other videos, women will not date someone who they feel is not as educated nor makes more money than they do. So as they graduate at a higher rate, well, there you have it. Then we can talk about all the actions on social media and, of course, how crazy they're acting, which is turning off a lot of guys. But I have an article here written by a gentleman, Aaron, I guess, Eden Lewis. And this kind of summed a lot of it up really well. It's been viewed 500,000 times. And it's been liked and so on and so forth. So we're going to read through this and we're going to talk a little bit more about it. It says, where have all the good men gone? The dating reality for women seeking the one. He says, I'll tell you where all the good men have gone. Overwhelmingly, this question is posed by women, discussed by women, and answered by women. But I can tell you where all the good men have gone. Search the words, where have all the good men gone, and dozens of anecdotes, articles, blogs, and books will appear on your screen. Overwhelmingly, this question is posed by women, discussed by women, and answered by women. This, ironically, is an essential reason for the so-called man deserts. Men are simply not being asked to contribute their opinions and perspectives, and all the good men themselves are increasingly less likely to offer their point of view for many reasons. I do not seek nor apportion blame here on either side, but simply to address the question from the seldom heard voice that is the object of the question itself, good men. The last 100 years of suffragettes, feminists, and political correctness have challenged and continue to challenge thousands of years of the patriarchy, and rightly so. Consequently, the roles of both men and women have been transformed and redefined. While we struggle to adjust to the new and still evolving status quo, the war of the sexes has taken millions of casualties. In Western culture, divorce rates for first marriages range from 42% in the UK to 53% in the US to a staggering 71% in Belgium. Subsequent marriages fare even worse. And as we've talked about before, guys, we know that in some cases, some studies suggest it's 60%. Others suggest it's as high as 90% of women initiating the divorce. The 90% statistic is in higher educated women, where when they get a promotion, when they get a more advanced degree, and they start outperforming their partner, they leave 90% of the time. The specter of divorce is another contributing factor to the conspicuously expanding man deserts. Many men have seen their fathers broken by divorce, fear the loss of their assets, their homes, and their children, and are simply stacking their chips, choosing not to gamble, and checking out of the marriage casino. Family courts invariably award primary custody to the mother, while the father is restricted to a weekend access, supervised visits, or left literally climbing the walls of Buckingham Palace, in a superhero costume to protest rights for dads. Men, will they ever grow up? The ridicule and debasement of men in the media and mainstream culture is now pervasive. Watch a commercial, sitcom, or movie, and invariably, the immature man-child or dumb dad is the butt of the joke, the hapless buffoon. Fortunately, these silly men are always saved from themselves by a smart, witty woman or a conscripted, eye-rolling child. The emasculation of men has become normalized. We also see this today in movies, right, guys? So it's one of the things that we talk about many times, where the 120-pound woman comes into a room with 20 bad guys with guns, and somehow she wipes them all out. Now, granted, guys do the same thing in movies, and I get it. That's not really realistic. But when you see a woman, like, grab a guy behind the throat, and all of a sudden he's stunned and he can't move, and she kicks over her head and knocks him out one fail, well, we know this isn't true. You can see it time and time and time again. They start stretching the norm that men are weak, or the man can't figure something out, and so the female super encryptor has to come in to break into the computer database. And men are just run over in movies by women. Now, you could say, well, if you look back at the Bond movies, you know, James Bond is one of my favorites, the old James Bond. And if you look at some of those women in those movies, they were relegated to arm candy and they weren't portrayed very well. Fair enough, I get it. But if we're looking for parity and we're looking for equality, well, we've flipped the script now. We're going in the wrong direction. Sensibly, rather than have their nuts cut off, sometimes literally, and that often gets a good laugh, men are running for cover in droves, leaving women mystified and asking, where have all the good men gone? Presently, in some areas of the UK, 80% of primary schools have 3 male teachers or less, 1/4 of primary schools have no male teachers at all, and some towns have 65% single mother families. Man deserts, indeed. A young boy can go into school and have no adult male role model, and then return home and have no adult male role models. Young girls are achieving significantly higher academic standards than young boys. This feminism of school spills over into the university, then the workplace, and eventually the home, completing the insipid cycle and the marginalization of both boys and men. This is why I brought up the statistic of the graduation of college. Again, women want better than they want to date up, but there's no up left. I was born in 1968. I grew up with a strong mother, 4 strong sisters, and no father. I was taught not only by my family, but also by wider society, to regard women as my equal. I always have. Yet unknown to me, a generation of women were being indoctrinated and trained with a sharp-edged toolkit designed to emasculate men. Men have been subjugating women for centuries now. They're getting payback. It seems only fair. The fox has turned on the hounds, and she's packing a punch or a kick to the balls. But the nature of men when faced with a fight is to fight back, either psychologically or physically. Clearly, there are no winners in this scenario. The relentless competitive struggle to determine who wears the trousers is simply a turnoff for many men. Men are just opting out of the kind of psychological warfare that is common in relationships today, unwilling to encourage the minefield of mind games, which are usually executed in 3 ways. The first is a habitual belittling and degeneration of men in private or in front of friends, family, or colleagues for what is supposed to pass as humor. The second is letting a man know, casually of course, that other men are sexy and have better looks, more money, talent, or fame. The third, and perhaps the most destructive, is being told over and over, we don't need men, men are obsolete. I've lost count of how many times I've heard this since adolescence. And we hear this today a lot in modern society, in commercials, in movies, in workplaces, in everything. We just don't need men anymore. Men are useless. Men are only good for one thing. You know, maybe having a casual fling with her, or maybe knocking me up or knocking her up and paying for, you know, child support so she can have her kids. We hear it over and over again. We're not needed. And it's in the media. It's in social media. It's everywhere. So is it any surprise that guys kind of go, you know what, all right, if I'm not needed anymore, then why am I going to try for you? I read an article that I was going to read, but it was exceptionally long. I mean, this one's pretty long as it is. But the other one was basically going about how women were complaining that men are now perpetually children, that they never grow up, that they never man up. And so you have 20-somethings and 30-somethings that are completely happy going home and playing video games and ordering a pizza and just kind of doing their own thing and hanging out with their friends, and, you know, they're not growing up. But here's the thing, if you think about it, as a man, you go back to the 50s or 60s or even, you know, 70s or 80s, my generation growing up, it was expected that I would finish school, I would get a good job, I would buy a home, I would have a girlfriend, I would get married, I would have kids, you'd have the house on the hill. We were supposed to provide for a family. But anymore, that's not needed. I mean, from the time that I was 20, I was the guy that was going to get a good education and do all of that and to be a good supporter. I even did that in relationships up into my 30s. But then at a certain point, I realized, you know, not only am I not happy, I mean, I'm making good money and yeah, I had a house, but I wasn't living the life that I wanted to live and lead. And so I kind of tapped out. And now, again, as many of you guys know, I say it probably way too often, I'm building my bus and getting ready to do my own thing. But I'm happy now because I'm chasing my dreams. And you know what? If I want to sit here and play video games and watch Rick and Morty and eat a pizza, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'm happy doing that. And I'm happy doing that by myself. So women were complaining that men are children and they're not growing up. What do they need to grow up for? To become a husband that's going to get raked through the coals? To become a father that gets his kid pulled away from him? No way. So guys are just going to do their own thing, and well, you've gotten exactly what you asked for. You don't need men anymore, and we don't need you. The article continues on. If you tell a man often enough he's surplus to requirements, eventually he'll stop expending his energy to convince you and himself otherwise. Men are rapidly waking up to this phenomenon of man bashing, so much so that they call it a delusional, but I'll disagree. So much so that a disillusioned social movement has arisen with its own freshly minted acronym, Guys Going Their Own Way. I can't say men or they'll shadow ban me. Supported by websites and online forums, men are regrouping with a common cause, a sense of brotherhood, and finding their voices again. The essential percepts of guys going their own way are financial independence, rejection of chivalry, social preconceptions of what a man should be, and consumer culture in which defines masculinity by a man's house, car, clothes, watch, or cologne. It is the refusal to be shamed into conventional compliance by being told to man up. Many aggrieved guys going their own way refuse to marry or even date Western women. The more ardent among them is consciously choosing non-committal relationships, adult dancers, adult movies, or celibacy. Above all, the guys going their own mantra, maintain sovereignty of self. You know, I think he nails this right on the head, except for calling us disillusioned. You know, if you don't live this lifestyle, you don't understand it. You don't understand the raw power that comes with taking your life completely in your own hands and not answering to anyone. When you do this, the abilities that you have for yourself, the outlook that you have for your future, the control of your own life is extremely liberating. I would go so far as to say it's addicting. It's wonderful. I could never go back to another type of lifestyle after this. Once you've fully ingrained yourself in this way, you never look back. And I think that's the danger. And that's one of the reasons why that so many try to close down forums or close down videos or try to close down this discussion. Because once men fully embrace it, they never come back. And society doesn't like that. He continues on, I have been dating for more than 35 years, and back in the 1980s, a man was expected to pay for the movie tickets, dinner, flowers, chocolate, diamond ring, the house. Each subsequent decade, those social conventions have slowly eroded, yet to a greater degree or lesser extent still remain. Long-held social biases like the wage gap, for example, take time to bring to full equality. We're already there, but as we've said before, women just don't want to work the extra shifts or the overtime. It is important to recognize, however, that equality is a two-way street. It's abundantly clear that many men and women are struggling to walk along that street in close proximity, let alone hand in hand. Why? Because for a century we have been digging up and bulldozing said street. Now it's full of potholes, power struggles, and barely fit to travel, yet travel it we must. The original message of equality has been somewhat skewed. Women often recycle the poorly thought out doctrine that they are the same as men. Equality is not always sameness, and sameness is not always equality. For example, women have equal opportunity to go to war and fight side by side with men, but the physical standards to allow them to do so are not the same. And this can be seen across a whole spectrum of professions, from firefighters to ballet dancers. Equality is not always sameness. Difference is diversity and should be a cause for celebration, not dogmatic elimination. You know, it's one of the problems that I have, that women want to fight for having equal access to the STEM fields. I was in the STEM field. I was an engineer. We were always excited to interview women, because it brought diversity to the team. And many of the times, the women just did not have the qualifications or the knowledge or the desire to do the work and put the hours in that many of us male engineers did. We had a team of 14. We had one female. And it wasn't for any lack of wanting them. They just didn't show up. There just were not enough of them. It's the same thing in school. You look at those scholarships that I talked about earlier. There's 210 versus 60. I guarantee you there are STEM, and I didn't look through, I probably could, but I guarantee you there are STEM or the like scholarships for women. They just don't want them. That's not the field they wish to be in. The truth is, let's see, where was I? Okay. Men are often told, but again, not asked, that they are afraid of strong, independent women. Many men are tired of such futile debates and wary of being branded as misogynist if they dare to disagree. They are simply shutting down and becoming emotionally unavailable to women, taking permanent residence in their man caves. The truth is, men love strong and independent women. It turns them on in every way. What men don't love are the predominantly masculine traits that often go along with the package. The relentless competitiveness, necessary in the workplace, no doubt, but hardly necessary at home in a loving relationship. The verbal aggression, the emotional manipulation, and the psychological controlling are huge turnoffs. Increasingly, men are just not interested in competing at work and then having to come home and compete with their partners. In the sphere of heterosexual relationships, most women are not attracted to emasculated feminine men, which is fair enough. By the same token, most men are not attracted to masculine, domineering women. And so these are some of the general and specific issues creating man deserts from the perspective of good men. And this is another thing that we talk about. Now, I won't so much agree. I guess if you say, would you like a strong, independent woman? Men would say, yeah, I'd like a woman that can stand on her own two feet and doesn't need to come to me for everything, doesn't need to come to me for money, doesn't need to come for me except, you know, to look at me as a date or a someone they're dating. But I don't want to be her ATM, as it were. So if that means strong and independent, then yeah, of course every guy wants that. And sure, to have a strong, independent woman is great. They just don't exist anymore. They either are strong, independent, but they're going to fight you every step of the way and they want control. And the only people that are going to date those women are the emasculate men that say, go ahead, I'll just do whatever you want, honey. And a good guy's not going to do that. But what are the solutions? What solutions are there? Waking up to a social conditioning is a good place to start. Many women are beginning to reject the modern brand of feminism, the so-called third wave that is tantamount to thinly veiled misandry. Equally, many men, for two-thirds of a generation now, are rejecting the attitude that a woman is some kind of second-class citizen. We clearly have work to do on both sides. Now we're there. Women have equality, and in many cases, again, just look at modern society, they have the leg up now. And there's just a lot of guys that, look, I'm not going to go build a sign and go find a parade and march in. I'm not going to sit here and fight with you. You do your thing. I'm just going to tap out and do my thing that makes me happy. And I think that's why more men are doing this. We're just not going to participate. Letting go of these destructive modes of thought, communication, and behavior is an essential process for healthier and happier relationships. Denying these issues, blah, blah, blah. All right. So anyway, we kind of get the idea here that guys are done. You know, and I think he covers a lot of this pretty well, which is why I wanted to read this article. You look at society, you look at the news and social media, our movies, our TVs, our commercials, everything that's fed over the airwaves, and it's women are superior, women are strong, women don't need men, women are awesome, women are powerful. So guys say, all right, well, if you don't need us anymore, then I don't need to man up. I don't need to step up. I don't need to try to wife up. I can just do my thing that's going to make me happy and live my best life for me. And that's what guys are doing. And then when you see what young women bring to the table nowadays, and they're doing this, well, you can go back and look at my The Internet is Forever video from, I don't know, I guess 10 days or 2 weeks ago at this point in time, but it was, you know, mid-January. Women are out there being nuts, and they're being easy, and they're being, they're going with all the hyper-masculine men that are attractive, and they're just hopping from one to another to another to another, and they're never slowing down to actually think to themselves, hey, you know what, while I have my youth, while I have my energy, while I have my good years, let me give those good years to a guy that will love me and care for me and support me. Nope, they give all the good years to the bad boys and the players. And then when it's all over and they're not getting the attention anymore and they feel like they're being left behind, they start thinking, you know, I'm getting older and I don't really have the prospects and men aren't paying attention to me anymore. Maybe I better husband up. And they do. There's guys out there that fall into it, and they do. The problem is, though, that once they've done this, then when the opportunity still arises to get that, you know, that quick, easy fix of some guy that's attractive or fun, like the guy at the gym giving him a little bit of attention because he's bored and she's a bit of a conquest, she jumps at it, and she ruins her relationship. And then she's alone again, and the cycle repeats until you can't repeat it anymore. So when you look at the big picture, the guys are just done. We've had it thrown in our faces so many times that if a guy is going to date, which, again, I don't personally, but if a guy's going to date, he's going to keep it casual because the marriage and the divorce and the child custody, all that stuff, we're getting it from every single angle. And guys have just said, I've had enough. I'm out. And all the good guys have gone. We're right here. We never really went anywhere. We're not into it anymore. And we're doing our own thing. And, you know, in the end, you're going to be left with a bunch of losers, a bunch of feminist guys that are weak. You're going to be left with players. I don't know what you're going to have, but it's not going to be any good relationships because all of us are out. Guys, I will leave it there. If you'd like to support my work, links are below. And another way you can support me is to just watch my old content. None of it's really older than 3 months, so feel free to go browse some of my old content. I always appreciate that. And of course, you can always like, subscribe, and comment. Still about 68% of you are not subscribed, so please click that subscribe button and follow along. It's easy, it's free, it's fun, and all that other good stuff. Guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle. ¶¶